I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. A staggering new report says over 7,000 Nigerian Christians have been killed this year and nearly 8,000 kidnapped. Christian Faith Ministries has felt this pain firsthand. In early July, four of their members in Benue State were attacked and killed. Ruth Hodge, co-founder of Christian Faith Ministries, discussed the persecution facing Nigerian believers in a podcast interview with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman. Benue State is known as the food basket of Nigeria, but violence has crippled food production.
Nothing is coming out of Benue State. Very little food is coming out. The roads aren't safe. People are being kidnapped on the roads. Trucks, if they're going out full of produce, they're looted, they're stolen.
Pray for courage and protection for Nigerian Christians. Next, Set Free Global is launching the Kabakyala Farming Initiative, which will train teachers in East Africa about sustainable food growth. Jason Taylor with Set Free says,
"We're training the teachers so that they can pass it down to the students that they are responsible for."
The ministry aims to set people up with the tools they need for physical health and a healthy spiritual life.
As our students go through our schools, say they graduate from our vocational high school, when they leave that school, they will at least have the basic training on how to live an independent life and feed themselves and that sort of thing.
Please pray for the conference this week to go well, as regenerative farming is taught from a biblical worldview. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.